Hello, everyone, and welcome to Conversations with Betty. I am joined by Anne Gergen. She's the executive director of AGRIP, which is the Association for Governmental Risk Pools. They launched their Betty AI assistant, whose name is Poppy. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Anne, just to answer our first question of tell us a little bit about AGRIP and why you wanted to launch Poppy.
So AGRIP, you already said it, is the Association of Governmental Risk Pools. We operate sort of at the intersection between local government, local public entities, and insurance. And I won't go into all of the details of what that looks like because that is a level of information that probably most people don't need to understand in order to understand what we're doing with Poppy. What is important to know is that we are an association of organizations, not individuals. So our members are organizations. We have about 250 different member organizations. We have a couple of different member classifications. So about 250 members in total. But those 250 member organizations have, of course, many individual contacts. We probably have about 3,500 to 4,000 individual people who are affiliated with our 250 member organizations. And sometimes we kind of mess up that language and we refer to members as people instead of organizations. So we're reaching these 250 organizations, 4,000 people, all of whom come from really different sorts of organizations and different sorts of roles in those organizations. There isn't a lot of commonality among our members. I mean, they're all the same kinds of organizations doing the same basic thing, but with a lot of variation in how they do it and how they're structured to do it. Our membership also includes the staff of our member organizations, as well as their governing bodies, their boards of directors. So even within those 4,000 contacts, there's a lot of variation in the degree of understanding and in the way that they approach their work on behalf of the organization that they serve. All of that is important because although there's commonality and simultaneously so little common denominator among our members, one thing that we do as an association that's incredibly valuable is we connect member organizations and individual contacts who are working on similar issues because it's really hard for them to know and appreciate who else is working on something similar to the projects that they have underway. So as an association, one of our key values is just that industry knowledge and knowing who's working on what and what they're doing and you know, when one member has a question, trying to put them in contact with five others who might be working on the same thing. That's where Poppy comes in. Poppy's domain is the public-facing websites of all of our member organizations. So when a pool is our member, when a risk pool has a question like, who else is working on this same topic? Or how are other risk pools delivering this training to their members? Or when a board of directors of a risk pool wants to know, you know, hey, I'm going to my board meeting and I'm curious, how do other organizations like mine deal with this particular issue? Poppy is now a place that all of those members and contacts can go just to get contextual understanding of what is going on in this industry. So it's boosting that industry knowledge, industry sharing that we're able to give our members, and it's giving them, in a lot of respects, direct access to that same information.
When was the moment that you realized you needed something like Poppy?
We have always needed something like Poppy. And so really, I mean, Poppy is not so much new in terms of the information she's delivering. Like Poppy is a stand-in for our entire staff team. Before, what would happen is, you know, we would get that kind of inquiry, who else is working on this issue, or what have other pools done relative to XYZ? We would get that question. We have really robust ways of tracking information and of keeping great records about what we learn from all of our members. And so you know, the staff person who got that question would go talk to all the other staff people. We'd go back and look at, you know, in some cases, years worth of records. We'd do file searches. We'd do all that kind of stuff to figure out what do we know about this topic. And then we'd compile all that and deliver it to the member. We're doing exactly that same thing. We just are doing it a heck of a lot faster. We're doing it much more thoroughly because, you know, Poppy's domain, again, is all of that public facing information in real time. We're not relying on our own recollection and memory from conversations we've had over years. And we're allowing the member with the question to get to it directly instead of waiting for us to work through their question. Mm-hmm. So we've always known we needed her. We aren't so much doing something new as we are doing something better.
Yeah. And safe to say probably faster.
Yes. And more thorough. Yeah. All of those things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to just think about how much Poppy, she just remembers everything, right? Like you think of her as another person or an extension of your team, but like really she remembers all of it. Whereas like even your best team member who you're like, oh, absolutely, they know everything. It's like, I don't know. Poppy can sometimes resurface things that you're like, oh, I forgot about that.
100%. Or, you know, like every organization, we have members who we're more familiar with and members who we are less familiar with. Mm-hmm. So we're subject to our own limitations in terms of what we can know, obviously. Poppy mm-hmm. overcomes a lot of that for us.
Yeah. You've talked a lot about like, you know, the pulse on the industry and Poppy helping answer those types of questions. What other things are you seeing your member organizations asking Poppy or using Poppy to help them with?
Yeah, it's a great question. And every time I love being with a member and having them use Poppy with me or watching how they use Poppy, because every time I do that, I learn something new that she can do that I didn't even think of. So our members, like Poppy is great at contextualizing insight and information for our members. So they come in, they ask her, you know, a series of questions. They get great contextual information about what this niche industry looks like, is doing, is acting on. Then they will often take that insight and then ask Poppy to help them with whatever it is that their next work task is. So they might be working on some new training initiative that they're going to introduce in their pool. They ask, they get this context from all of their other pools that are in our membership. They get that context and then they say, okay, now Poppy, help me write a first outline for this training that I'm going to provide. And so mm-hmm. Poppy is taking all that context, all that industry knowledge, and then she's putting it for them into a first draft training outline, into a member news article, mm-hmm. into a board presentation that that particular person is trying to present to their board of directors. I was on a demo just this week, as a matter of fact. I was meeting with the entire staff team of one of our member pools, and we were sort of going back and forth, and I was inputting their questions, their ideas into Poppy. And one of the people said, well, can she make a chart? And I had never asked her to do that before. So I asked Poppy to make a bar chart or a pie chart, and she did. She did both of those things. So not only are our members using her to contextualize that information, but then they're taking it the next step, and she's actually helping them create a first draft of whatever it is that they're working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Kind of leaning into this, I didn't realize that you're so like involved with your members. It's very cool to see or to hear that you're like in person with them, using Poppy with them. Yeah. What are you most personally proud of about this project?
I'll say what I'm most proud of, but also we can't really take any credit for it.
You were the lead.
No,
on this
we
project.
Can't. We can't. It honestly, like it is just the power of bringing this kind of AI insight into the mix. So when we implemented Poppy, you know, we had the idea for what we wanted her to do. We defined the domain. We got to play around with her voice and with her response and how she was going to sort of interpret and then share her answers out. So all of that was really fun. We expected to take weeks in implementation. We thought that we would go through this testing process with our team, and we planned to use her really behind the scenes. So we thought what would happen is we would get the same old questions that we always got from our members. We would use Poppy behind the scenes to validate that she was returning great results, to validate that it was information usefully presented, all of those sorts of things. Not kidding when I say we didn't even have her for 2 days when we said, turn it on. Like, what? Why would we bother to hold this back from members? Just let's put it out there. And we put it out there immediately. What we planned for weeks in terms of implementation and testing, we made live within a week, within days. And we did that and said to our members, we're not holding her back. We're giving her to you right now. Help us train her. And we taught our members how to give feedback, how to, you know, use thumbs up and thumbs down and put input. We told them why we were giving Poppy out as quickly as we were. And there has been absolutely zero point of failure. Like, sometimes she doesn't do as great of a job, right? Like any tool, she's not great at finding the exact right nuance of something, or she doesn't give the exact right answer the first time. But because we released her so early, because we talked with our members about learning through experimentation, they got really good not only at training Poppy, but also at learning themselves how to better ask her questions. So they're very receptive. They're very accommodating. When they ask a question, they don't get a good answer, they don't just give up. They ask it a different way. They come at it from a different perspective. So I'm most proud that, A, you know, we just turned her on. We didn't hold her back, even though there could be slight mistakes or slight issues. We just wanted to get her out the door, and we used it as a training opportunity with our members as well. I think that's pretty cool.
What was the, you know, messaging that you used to help inform your members that, like, this is new, this is, you know, still in beta? Or what kind of language did you use surrounding that, just to give your members confidence in the tool, but also, like, you know, manage their expectations in a way too?
The key word for us, and it's been a theme for us in all of our communications in 2025 and in all of our communications around AI, the key word is experimentation. So we describe what we're doing, and we coach and guide our members about what they should be doing, not in terms of AI implementation, but in terms of AI experimentation. So that word experimentation is pretty key. That's how we introduced Poppy, that she's our latest AI experiment, that they can help us experiment, and here's how.
Yeah, that's great. Final question to wrap things up. What is next for Poppy? Do you have a vision in 2026 for Poppy?
So the questions we get most frequently are whether our members can upload information into Poppy to be able to customize some of her responses. So exactly that example that I gave you earlier about our members want to, you know, take the context that they get from Poppy and then translate it into their own communications or board outreach or whatever it is, PowerPoint presentations, et cetera. They want to say to Poppy, here's my template. Now give me this information in my own form and format, just to speed things along. So in my ideal state, we would have an opportunity for a member to really customize what they're getting out of Poppy through their own templates or uploads along the way. Very cool. Right now right now we're so thrilled with what she's doing, and we still have such a long way to go in terms of really realizing what she can even do today. That's, you know, when we get there is when we get there. We're not in any hurry.
Cool. Thank you, Anne. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.